Before we get started with this week's episode of A Little Wiser, I want to remind you that these mini episodes are brought to you by All the Happier. All the Happier is a new online digital course rooted in positive psychology. It is inspired by the lessons and wisdom you hear on All the Wiser and modern research and science on what it means to live well. We will be live starting Wednesday, October 13th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll help you identify your key character strengths, or as we like to call them, super skills, get more clear on your values, set meaningful new goals, and all of the other parts that go into your unique happiness formula. To learn more, you can follow us at All the Happier on Instagram, or better yet, click on the link to our website in the show notes. Now for today's episode of A Little Wiser. Hi, Christy.
Hey, Kimmy.
So today we are going to talk about Jenna's episode, Jenna Miscavige Hill. And it's a fascinating story and a story with a ton of great takeaway on intuition. But today what we're going to talk about is values, because Jenna was really robbed of the opportunity to have the freedom to choose her own value system. I'm excited to talk to you, Christy, because I think Jenna's story is so fascinating. And as we talk about it today, I think values is something that's a little bit confusing, or almost like the branding of the word values is confusing to people, if that makes sense.
Yes, fair enough. It can be.
So first of all, Jenna, she grew up in the Church of Scientology. You know, she grew up on a ranch where everything from, you know, what she wore to what she ate to when she slept and who she saw was completely controlled. She had very few moments of opportunity to experience basically anything of her own free will or choice, or to define her own values. So Christy, in Jenna's episode, what was your greatest takeaway?
Well, first, it was just an incredible story, and to listen to her recount her experiences was just fascinating in its own right. But I would say the two things that really stuck out to me were, first, talking about at 21, 22, when she finally did leave Scientology, this experience of trying to figure out, who am I? Who do I want to be? What's important to me? What are the things that I like? How do I kind of want to show up in the world? And then the second piece was, she said later, is that she would need to, or she continues to have to revisit that question again and again. So I thought that was really interesting and well said, that one, she wasn't quite sure. So she had to go through that experience of figuring out who she was, and that it's not that we arrive at that experience of like, aha, this is who I am, but that it takes repeated effort or returning back to be reminded of, who am I? What do I stand for? How do I want to show up in the world?
Well, and it was also just like visually, she had never been to a grocery store or pushed a cart or, and the food. I mean, you think of all the little things within your childhood. I like that cereal and not this one. I like the taste of this and not that. Oh, that flower is my favorite. I mean, she said so much of that. She had those first, not at 3 or 5 or 7 or 9 months, but 21 years old. She's in the grocery store for the first time, pushing the cart, experiencing just all of it. I mean, that to me, when she really started to bring that to life, was just fascinating. But the deeper piece of it, which her values, which were shaped and dictated for her. And then again, at 21, one thing to discover, you know, what foods you like and what hobbies, but to figure out your value system, you know, sort of starting with this blank slate, which she gave herself. But what are values and why are they so important to people? So if people are listening to this episode, I mean, why is it worth thinking about your values a little bit deeper and learning some ways to get more clear on them?
Sure. I think it's important to understand what exactly values are when we use that word. I will say it's one of my favorite areas to both read about, to talk about, and to actually practice. It's been quite impactful in my own life. So what are values? Well, there's so many different definitions, but there's the clinical or academic. We could start there. And it's referred to as an enduring belief upon which a person acts. So let's put that in more simple terms. Dr. Stephen Hayes, who writes a lot about values. He talks about values are these qualities of being and doing that you care most deeply about. When you talk about values, you're talking about what do I think is the preferable way to live or to act? There's this emotional quality to values, which is like some values resonate with a person and some don't. So the values that resonate with you, there's going to be kind of an emotional quality or pull. And then often values are these qualities that drive our behaviors. So for instance, if I value adventure, I'm more likely to choose activities in my life that further that value, choose adventurous things.
I think there's like a branding misunderstanding around values because people, this maybe is just me, but like immediately start to think about politics, religion, right? Like these big sort of like, my values are different than yours. My values are better. You know what I mean? I don't, this posturing around values.
Mm-hmm. I think what you're speaking to is this idea around morals, maybe a moral code, and that's not what values are. So it's not a cultural ideal either. I mean, it can be our values or those things that are important to us, who we want to be, how we want to show up in the world. They're going to be influenced by our community, our culture, religion, that sort of thing. But the real important piece about values is that they are freely chosen. Again, that goes back to that piece about resonating, is that values are freely chosen insofar as I am choosing to value this piece. Again, I likely have been influenced by community, religion, culture, that sort of thing, but that they, I am choosing them. I'm not choosing them because I should. Let's going back to your interview with Jenna, perhaps many of the things that she would have said she was valuing them because she was told that she should value, she must value. This is what we as a community value. And I would say that they weren't necessarily freely chosen for her. Actually, I would say they were not freely chosen for her. And so that's why she had that experience at 21 to be like, what's important to me? You know, who do I want to be? Again, I keep saying, how do I want to move in the world? So I think it goes back to that point again about values are not a moral code. They're not a religious code. They are qualities of doing and being that we choose, that we individually choose. I could talk about values forever. So like, I find it to be endlessly fascinating. I think that they are interesting. I think they can serve as a real compass for people. I feel like they're accessible, they're relatable. And what's interesting to me is that when we're more mindful or aware of what our values are, and we make the intention to act in alignment with those values, the payoff is real. For myself, I can say. I'm for myself, and I believe for others.
What is the payoff?
You know, Stephen Hayes, Dr. Stephen Hayes, he writes that one of the greatest sources of psychological distress, so we can say anxiety, depression, stress, is losing touch with the values that are truly meaningful to us. So what's the payoff? When we act in ways that align with our values, life expands in a more meaningful way. There's more vibrance. There's more purpose. I think also it's a great way to decrease stress. And I can use an example here because I had this yesterday when we put out into the world our new digital course. My general way of being is to stay a little bit quieter. I don't easily share things. And so I was feeling quite vulnerable and stressed and a little anxious, and I was irritable with my kids. And then in preparation for this conversation today, I started reviewing some of my favorite work on values. There's a couple of different exercises. And in doing that, I realized I value helping people to grow in resilience, grow in well-being, because I see the very positive benefits that it can have for them and for their people. And so in valuing impact or in valuing showing up authentically and valuing sharing this work, that helped to kind of simmer me down and hold the outcome a little bit more lightly because I'm taking action that's aligned with my values of wanting to be of service, to champion others.
So what I'm hearing you say is...
I was freaking out yesterday. Yes, that's what you're hearing me say.
Well, I don't need to hear you say it because I've been witnessing it over texts and phone calls. You're totally...
Don't forget Vox.
And Vox are freaking out because you do not like putting yourself out there. And I'm very proud of you. And it is worth it because you're a badass and you have a real gift to offer. So, but what I'm hearing you say is this is really scary for you. You're in the middle of it. And if you go back to your why, which is your values, which is I want to be of service to other people, I've spent years studying this practice and science that can help people. So as uncomfortable as it is, the fact that the outcome is aligned with your values creates some sort of ease within the stress. Is that right?
Yes, 100%. I would say it has helped me to continue towards the language that's often used in the values word is to pivot toward what matters. And the other piece is to really hold this whole experience a little more lightly because, to your point, I am taking action that aligns with these qualities that I value that I have freely chosen. And that helps me to live with a little less stress. I slept a little more soundly last night than I may have otherwise.
What would you say your core values are?
It's so interesting because I don't have an immediate answer. And it's because the list is somewhat long. But if I was to go back and pick like my top five that tend to come up when I revisit the core values work, be it through a questionnaire or through journal prompts or, you know, mindfulness exercises, the things that often come up for me are presence. I value being present. I value really listening deeply to others. I value growth. I value being of service. I value showing up with compassion and interest and curiosity. And actually, you know, I the other thing that I've realized is I value competence. And so I value this idea that when we do something, we put the time and effort into it before putting it out there. So those are a few that come up time and again for me. How about you?
Yeah, you know, you were talking about yesterday. Yesterday, we launched the All the Happier, meaning we put it on social media, we launched the website, we emailed our friends and family, we freaked the F out.
Yes.
And last night, I had to go pick up my daughter in LA from volleyball, which takes forever, and I was going to leave the other two kids home. And I was like, no, guys, come with me. I'm leaving tomorrow. And we got in the car and we ended up rolling down the windows and my son was playing rap music and like they stopped for frozen yogurt and we had the dog hanging out. And I was like, oh, it's just easier. Just I'll have quiet time. I'll listen to a podcast. I'll do some research. I'll get there. It'll be efficient. I'll pick her up. And I had that moment of pause because it would have been easier to leave the two kids home and have a quiet ride. But everything that happened in that car was my values, right? Mm. It was being present. It was my family, fun. I value fun. Like I like spontaneity.
Yes.
I like fun. I like fresh air. I love nature. Like, and it wasn't very intentional. It was actually like, I should probably do this. I'm not going to see the kids. And it felt so awesome. And so I think fun is it a value to me.
Yeah.
Family first. Presence, loyalty is really important to me. I value sort of doing your best and hard work. I value my faith is important to me. That's an important that I'm connected to the world around me in a bigger way. I value honesty, integrity, hard work. So that was an example, I guess, last night. And what you said to me, Christy, when I was like, okay, well, why is this values things worth thinking about? Why is it worth us talking about and people listening to this? And you said, you know, you live with more ease in decision-making and it's just a more meaningful life, right? And so yes. I think that's so true because when last night was ease and joy and all of those, and it was just very simply a moment that was fully aligned with everything I value. All right. So what is an exercise we can give people to help identify their values and then start to act on, you know, just getting curious and thinking about whether their actions are aligned with their values and sort of their North Star?
Oh, I love that you said North Star. I always think of values as my compass, and I actually wore a compass necklace for a very long time, just as a reminder to making sure that I was staying on that path. But one thing I did want to mention too is that you feel more ease and that less stress when you are acting in ways that are aligned with your values, but doing that is not always easy to do. So I can see the example that you gave about I can get in that car and drive by myself and have some quiet and catch up on work, or I can make the choice to bring my kids along. That in that moment, it was asking the kids to come with you was in greater alignment with what you value, but there might have been a hardness there too. So it's knowing what your values are doesn't mean, I think there's greater ease in the decisions and how you decide what you decide to do in your life, but sometimes it can be hard.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So any case, okay. So there are so many excellent books on discovering your core values and the importance of values-based living. So a few of those are Emotional Agility by Susan David. And there is also, I would say, an excellent book called A Liberated Mind by Stephen Hayes. Both of those are excellent. If you are more of a questionnaire person, Dr. Kelly Whislin, he created a value living questionnaire where you look at different domains in your life. So some people love a questionnaire. I always love a questionnaire and a quiz. So in this one, you can look at different domains, family, marriage, citizenship, community, art, expressive, and rank it like how much do you value these different domains? And then the second part of the exercise or the questionnaire is what it sounds like you did that you talked about earlier today, which is then you go through and you take a really honest look at how well are you living in accordance with those things that you value. So if you put that you're valuing family very high, are you taking action that's consistent with that? So that's a nice way to see, oh, it turns out, you know, I really put a lot of value on citizenship or community. But then if you, the second part of the questionnaire, and you take a look at it, you're like, gosh, but I'm not really making decisions or taking action that aligns with this thing that I value. So it's a nice way to get a clear sense of what are the things that I value and am I acting in ways that are consistent with that? There's also a ton, if you just Google core values, there are so many lists and you could just print it out, take a moment, kind of a quiet space. Going back to your interview, she talked a lot about that quiet. In the quiet, she could get in touch with her intuition, with her gut. So you could try that out, like, you know, print out a list of core values and find a quiet moment and just really kind of think about, I would say first, think about that one of those moments where you really felt alive and present. And it could be a small moment, a sweet moment, and really kind of think and sink into it. And then you can look at that list and see like, what are the words that are jumping out at me that give the qualities to that experience? And that's another way to just get a better sense or idea about what your values are.
Yeah. And I do love that exercise of, you know, once you think about in a quiet, intuitive moment, just, you know, immediately what your values are and then taking a look at your phone and then seeing, you know, in the week ahead, where are those opportunities where you can create alignment for it, or maybe, maybe flip something in the calendar and make a choice that.
Yeah. Shift priorities. Yep.
Yeah. And just see how that shows up for you. And the payoff is just, is so real and meaningful. And I think when you're in alignment, it just, you feel really alive and whole and good. And it's really important.
I think I agree. I read this line yesterday is when we are, you know, the science shows that it improves our lives. We might feel less anxious, less stress, more of those positive emotions. But the line that stuck out to me was, it's just how we're wired.
Yeah.
We are wired. Yeah, it's just how we're wired. When we act and take, we act in ways that are consistent with those qualities that we truly value, we're better for it.
I love it all. I love you. Very proud of us.
Me too.
I'm so excited that All the Happier is in the world. It's going to make a positive impact in people's lives. And the fact that we get to do this together is incredible. And I think one of the pieces that everyone who we work with and ourselves is going to be to get more clear on our values and live in more alignment with them. Everything about this class is aligned with my values of wanting to be of service to others, wanting to share inspiring stories, wanting to help other people just have the richest, deepest, most meaningful experience they can. So kudos to values. And we will link in the show notes to the questionnaire, the quiz, some of the books Christy recommended, and maybe a couple of those sheets if you just want to peek at the words and then look at your calendar and see how it syncs up. So thank you for listening today. And thank you to Jenna for inspiring this conversation and being the warrior that she is in the world. And I hope everybody has a great day.
Me too.
All right. Bye, Christy.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.